how would you assess the, I guess I'll call it the museum and historical interest in Kentucky right now?
I think it's high. I mean, it's one of the greatest things about Kentucky that people have a real passion for their heritage and for their history. And so they utilize museums and libraries and such as a resource for understanding more about their own history and heritage. So I think that this, again, is a good reason why these groups come together to talk about how we can best serve our Kentuckians as they explore their history.
How has the strategy for attracting visitors changed over the years? I'm thinking of you know, use of technology for one, maybe.
That's a session topic that I think is discussed here constantly. Yeah. Is this the changing dynamics of visitor and the session I just attended? The changing dynamics of visitor expectation, and what do they want to experience? Some of them wants to experience this highly technological experience, and some of them like the simplicity of just whether a site interpretation or visiting an outdoor museum or attending a foodway program. Complexity of understanding what the audience needs are and wants, that's the big topic that we discuss here almost annually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about funding? You think that's another one? That's probably another big topic, isn't it?
It is, because you know there's multiple different factors of this, but I mean obviously connecting with donors financially in a way is that donor base has changed, and so understanding what motivates them to want to continue to support financially groups, but not just financially, but through their service and through their expertise. You know, looking for that community buy-in to the assets we have, the historic assets that we have. So that's a big piece, but obviously funding and the dollars always matter. It's been an issue. We have found records for the Historical Society dating back to 1836 making a plea for cash. Mm-hmm. So it's an ongoing topic, and it's just one that we continually work to find our stride with.
Right. Okay. I guess one more question on that. So, you know, off the top of my head, I was thinking of government and grant money. But then, yeah, of course, the private giving from individuals mm-hmm. who have means, is that going fairly well? Are people with means still giving pretty well to operations that are museums and historical?
Well, it's tough to pinpoint, because we are looking at these moments to where federal and state funding through the governments have been reduced, and those grant programs, and then certain changes that impact philanthropy, such as changes with the charitable deduction, and how that raising those deduction levels de-incentivized charitable giving. And I can't say that we can point to an exact moment or exact cause of that, but we have seen difficulties in those lower gift dollar amounts going up. And so is there a direct correlation to that change in others? But that's just, again, that's part of what we have to do, is go out and find out what's motivating private donations to come in and how do we address it so that they see us as a valuable part of their community and of their experiences, so that they would want to help support us.